Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom, he's dead, right? Mom,
no, that's fat Joe.
Yes, he's dead.
Mommy,
no, this Mommy. Is, no. The one who's dead Mommy. Is a big pun.
Mama,
no, Fat Joe's still alive, and he's just not fat. He's a panic
that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Join me,
yeah,
won't you?
He's nice chunky Joe.
I don't care.
He's fat, but not more than you.
Cast of eight is enough. Comes out of there.
Which is great.
Welcome to Mama's.
Is that chocolate?
Now we can still have morbid obese Jack as a rabbit.
What if that had been poop?
Pretty sure
oh, she's pregnant. I think a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
But,
not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh,
hello.
I'm in.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Now we have.
Okay, this is exciting. I'm in. Today.
Mom! Mommy!
Guys, it's a vibe.
Mommy! Mama!
This is yeah. true.
Mama!
There's not going to be a four.
Mama!
What?
Hi.
But well, we have our pretty ones from Canada.
It's been a long fucking
bring
day.
Bring me mine.
This is
This is DJ.
This is Ish.
And this is not better, let me tell you. Mama's a Merlot.
Yes. Yay.
But we're happy to be here.
Yay, we're with our primas.
So excited. We had that discussion. Is it a mama's or is it a
no, it's a mama's. It's all you today. It's yes. all you.
I mean, the last one we did ended yeah. up being theirs, which we banked it. But
And we Although, have we have three of three, not two-thirds.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
we always have two-thirds.
Together? Although, in all fairness, if we're ever like running behind on episodes, I'm totally going to just ask for the MP3 of this fine. To run it on ours. So.
We'll totally send it to you.
Yeah.
We'll just like edit a few things here
exactly,
and there.
Just be
and,
like,
you know.
Hey, listeners.
Yeah.
We yeah. steal from other podcasts all the time.
Oh, all the time. Especially with Woobro.
Woobro and
Stuart Pride.
More.
It's all good.
Yeah, we're all within the same we're network, so by whatever.
Yeah,
copyright infringement, what?
Yeah, it's not like I'm stealing from My Favorite Murder. You know,
exactly.
Like,
listen, and is it really copyright if you ask and we give it to you? Like,
no.
You're asking yeah. permission and we are giving
asking
it to
nicely.
You.
Asking nicely.
Listen, we got into the point that like if one mama is on it.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah. If one of us is on it.
You own the intellectual property. Yeah.
That sounds like Star Wars, like, continuity type bullshit, like, where it's like,
there's
mention
some
the lightsaber.
There's some Mount Geekmores that DJ can pull if he wants.
Oh, for sure.
I'm Ida. Good to know. Yeah. If we're running behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Worst case scenario, we know a good attorney. So.
Yeah. I don't. Attorneys suck, bro.
Okay, you want to go into the one?
Oh, yes. Okay, so.
We usually do that now.
I know. It's been, I feel like every time we record, I always say the same thing. Like, it's been a while, but it always feels like it's been at least 2 weeks since the last time we recorded.
It may have
right?
been.
Usually, because we record every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Somebody decided to do Girl Scouts on Friday
listen,
night.
Girl Scouts is over, and I'm really mad about meeting on Fridays, but whatever. Okay, so we are drinking Flirty Bird. Red blend from Aldi that Ish brought us. So thank yep. you very much.
Welcome. Right? You're welcome.
You brought yep. it, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are like the same
it
person.
Just, it just showed up. It's just like.
Well, because you brought donuts and we have Krispy Kreme and we have Mojo Donuts and there's wine and there's candles.
And why do we have all this wonderfulness?
Because yesterday was Stephanie's birthday.
Happy Yay! Birthday.
Happy birthday. Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David.
Oh, Lord.
Despierta, Estefanía. Despierta.
Get the hell out of here.
No, no, Estefani.
Estefani.
I was, when Jeff, like, in our group chat told us about what happened with the Yefri at the restaurant, I'm like, if I don't say Estefani with an S, people think it's Catering. And I don't know why.
What?
Every time I place an order at, like, a Cuban place, and I'm like, Stephanie, because I refuse. Right. My whole life, I've had that fucking E that doesn't belong there. And Catering? Ah, okay, no, Stephanie. Okay, Catering. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I feel your pain. That's like with me, when I say Darian, they're like, Gary? I'm like, no, Darian. Gary? I'm like, and this has been continuous with Gary.
Listen,
I'm
sometimes, like, I tell people, what's your name? Ismail. Okay, Mike. Sure. I guess that's what you can hear.
So that's why, like, Vanessa on the second try, I'm like, DJ.
Yeah, Vanessa becomes Jessica. I don't know why. And then
the S's and the
I guess. Yeah, but there's no hard C's in
but
Vanessa.
But Vanessa's an easy name. Like, it's not like it's a weird, you know, out of left field.
No.
Christy's just, it's Christy's just Christy. Like, I don't, it's just Christy. I'm just used to it. My biggest issue is Christina, and then I have to punch somebody.
Speaking of names, I don't know if you wanted to bring something up first, but if I don't bring this up, I'm going to forget.
Sure, take over.
So since, you know, I feel that girls are more into, like, girls are more into names and naming and picking names, you know, and all that. So a couple of weeks ago, it was my nephew's graduation.
You're welcome.
Yes. You know how appreciative I am to you and David. You know, because that school that shall remain nameless only gave 4 invitations with, you know, when it's a Hispanic family.
And your Cuban AF parents were so offended.
They were so
go.
Mad. Anyway.
They were so mad that poor Stephanie pulled her shoulder
Stephanie,
muscle
excuse
when
me.
She met them.
Stephanie.
Se a los músculos when she met them. That's true.
So there were about 400 plus kids graduating in his class. And my father and I lost count at like 40-something Sebastians.
Yeah.
We lost count at when it was like 44, 45. We lost count, and there was a ton after. And I'm like, so in 2000, 2001 was like that the only name that.
Is that when Disney put Little Mermaid on Blu-ray or something?
No. The only thing I thought about was Cruel Intentions.
No, but that was 99. Well, yeah.
Well, but close enough. Yeah.
Well, David's brother's name is Sebastian.
I was about to ask you when
going,
was he born?
2005. There you go. So he's going, and he's going to be going to that school. So there's more coming.
But it was like back to back. Like, it'll be Sebastian Fernandez, Sebastian Cruz. And I'm like, coño. There was a lot of Sebastians. There was a lot of Lucas and Matthew.
Well, at Sebastian's confirmation, which was like 3 weeks ago, he was one of 4 Sebastians, and there was like 20 kids that he got confirmed with. Like, that was it.
It was crazy. I'm like, man. I mean, I know that a lot of names are popular at a certain time, but this was like another level. Wow.
Nathan was almost Sebastian for a while. Yeah. Like, but mine was Never Ending Story. Because I wanted to call him Bastion.
Right, Bastion, yeah.
Thank you. But the reason I didn't do it is because I don't like the name Sebastian.
Right.
Well, but that's the thing. Sebastian is a name that you could say in English and in Spanish.
Yeah.
It sounds good in both.
Well, and they don't get the E curse, which is, it's E with a consonant Sebastian. After that gets it. Because if it's E with a vowel, it's fine. I mean, or S with a vowel, it's
okay,
fine.
Okay, it's funny.
But yeah, like, I didn't want it because everybody and their mother was named Sebastian, and they were all called Sebastian.
Well,
and I was
clearly,
like, no.
16
and then,
years later.
And Lucas, there is like 5 Lucases that live just in the vicinity of my house.
Yeah.
And they're all the same age.
So I asked my nephew, I'm like, okay, there was like, again, we lost count at like 40-something. And I'm like, okay, do all these kids go by Sebastian? He's like, no. Some of them go by like their middle name or their initials. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
That's smart.
It's like, man, you know, that's a smaller school. And there's like, you know, one-eighth of the population is called Sebastian.
As far as the teachers go in that school, they usually refer to everybody with their last name. So that's easier until you get like Lopez, Hernandez,
Garcia.
Like,
how many Garcias are there?
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Like, I mean, it is Miami.
Yeah, but those are those guys like they go to college, or at least they stay around here, and they're like that. Like, my husband is Mercancini. Like, my Jeff spent his entire life being called, even though his, like, you know that guy, that there's either here in Miami, it's a big thing.
I don't know what
thing.
Your husband does, but he should open a bakery with that last name. That sounds like a great Italian bakery.
It's a great Italian.
It's a great Italian name.
That's a great, like, oh my god, where did you get this calzone, dude? Mercancini. It was so good.
No,
like, oh my god,
Mercancini. Italian market and restaurant.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But it's not
there
even.
There you go. If you have a retirement plan.
If you want to go even further, it's Mercancini.
Oh, that's true.
If you want to go like super...
You want to get really Italian
authentic,
about it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm done hijacking your show.
It's fine.
You mean our normal format.
This is what happens because I do no research. I come in here, I just run the board. That's my job.
Doing it fabulously, I might say.
Thank you.
This colorful board.
Yes, we're a little jealous of the board.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
And by a little, I mean we're very jealous of the board.
A couple of months ago, we had no board. Now we have a board that's 1/4 of it. So, you know.
And now we want that one.
And size envy.
It also lives in a deal or no deal suitcase.
Yeah. It does.
Yes.
They get Markles.
If it's good enough for Megan, it's good enough for us.
Yes. I mean, I guess if
and bigger and bigger things came for her. So, yeah. You know.
These are all Woobro sound effects.
Maybe,
I'm sure.
Maybe we'll podcast from Buckingham Palace one day.
Yeah. Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Did you put our wine pour in there?
Duh.
I don't. Okay.
We're not going to play the bottle.
She does.
She's like a child.
Okay.
I'm not wearing a headset, so I don't know what's happening.
We have applause.
Everybody's just sitting around like I'm in silence. And now I'm just hearing silence again.
Ooh, these are all Woobro.
These sound like Janet Jackson interludes.
I don't need headphones if you want to wear the headphones.
I'm okay without
them. I have no idea.
Get those nerds!
I don't know how to stop it.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the new soundboard.
No, I think in like one of the episodes we like stopped halfway through and we're like something went wrong.
Brought to you by Best Buy.
Oh no, because we went through and we're like, oh, we can put those sound effects. I was like, wait, I'm gonna put it right now, and like we had to like stop.
Figure it out.
And I'm like, it's this one, and then it plays it. So now I don't have to go and add it in later, but I don't think it's on here right now. Mm. So I'm gonna have to add it in later. But that's fine.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
So, Vanessa, I saw this day, and I thought of you because it has to do with those reborn dolls that you find super creepy.
Wait,
do you guys know what reborn dolls are?
No, but now
they are like, I think they're made of silicone, so they look like real babies.
Okay.
And they look like little newborn babies.
Creepy AF.
They are so they are so realistic looking that people you can see one like in a show and be like, oh my god, what a cute baby, and not realize that it's a doll. Like, that's how realistic they are.
And why do people buy this?
Right, what's their purpose?
What I've read about them is some women buy them when, like, they lose a baby. So they buy it as, like, therapy because they have, like, all these emotions that they need to get out onto a baby. Like, the love
just
or whatever.
Start drinking.
Yeah. But some people take it really far.
Buy a puppy.
And they start decorating nurseries and buying clothes, and like they take the baby out in a stroller and they treat it like a real baby, and it becomes like a problem. But
this looks like something that would be on TLC.
It was. That's where I learned about it.
Probably sure it's from like My Personal Obsession or
My Secret Obsession or one of those shows. Yeah. But they're really scary because they look real, but you know they're fake.
Estas son las cosas.
This is why people say
Okay, I look at and I'm like, you know, I don't agree with ISIS.
Don't say that. You said that the other day on our show. Don't say that.
That's the kind of shit where, like, I'm like, you know, sometimes, I mean, they've got a degree of a point. You know, it's just like
people in the Middle East miscarry too.
But they're not walking around in the sand dunes with a reborn doll.
Wow, you guys are being so
rude. Listen, we are no longer.
Please send your hate mail to Pero, let me tell you.
NSA is listening on our phones again, okay? So you have to be careful. It's not like in February we could say whatever we wanted because we were in a shutdown and NSA wasn't listening on your phone anymore.
Listen, if they were going to come knock on my door, it would have been a long time ago.
Well, I bring this up because in our neighboring city of Orlando, they have opened the Reborn Doll Maternity Ward.
Shut up.
That's basically like the American Girls store concept.
But for sadder people.
But you can adopt a reborn doll. And these reborn dolls breathe and eat. And
they have real hair.
Yeah.
Now, can you use them as a dependent on your taxes?
There you go. This is the good question.
I would hope so.
Here's the video.
Oh my god.
That's
perfect. Oh, we should have looked it up on my phone
Brazilian,
so we could hear it.
Oh, okay.
She's way too happy though.
Send it to me.
But then they have other dolls as well? Like, because that looked like a Polly Pocket. I don't think that's a reborn doll.
No, I think that was like some
part of it. Okay, I just Googled it. I'm going to show you.
And it's called Reborn?
They're called Reborn Dolls.
And who started this?
I have no idea who started
that. Messed up.
These are dolls.
That's messed up.
Which one are you looking at?
That's
that one.
That's
yeah,
creepy.
The naked one. Mm-hmm. But look, they're like, they look like real dolls.
Okay.
I mean, they look like babies. Is that it? That one. I think so. I think it is.
Oh my god.
Okay, so check one. ISIS, okay. That word, not okay. Because he went off my...
I want to know, though, like, if you are getting it for the purpose of, like, in therapy. Honor of a child like that therapy? You've lost, like, can you make it look like that?
I think you can.
Like you send a poster, like a picture?
Yeah. Oh, this one's terrifying.
They're all terrifying.
No, this is terrifying.
I better... What the hell is that? Is that Jerry Stiller?
Okay, no.
What is that?
Okay. Seriously.
Wait, when did he die?
Jerry Stiller died a while ago. Oh, no, it's the
his
mom,
wife. His wife.
Yeah, yeah. She died.
And Mira.
I mean, look, obviously, God forbid, that's the worst thing a person can go through, the loss of a child. It's no laughing matter. But, I mean, I think that this is borderline creepy, and I know everybody copes in a different way, and... Okay, we're nobody to say how you should
fair
cope
enough.
And all that, but I mean, this is like
fair enough. But I also have another. I have a follow up question though.
But now they've opened a store,
right?
Yeah, that's
so now it's beyond therapy.
You can go and like, but they've opened it. I think what I read was the point of it was that you can bring little girls and like they can adopt it, like how the
right. It could also just be like a baby doll.
Or like the American girls have done it. Like it's like a baby doll, but it's a realistic.
Because I've always wondered, like what you said at the beginning. You know, again, God forbid. You know, women who miscarry or have stillborns. You know, they went through the whole shabam.
Yeah.
You know, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. So I could understand how. They feel a need to release that
to mother
something, you know, at least for a bit. I understand that,
right, but wouldn't it be
the whole
difficult?
Thing of the store of like making it such a novelty.
But wouldn't it also be difficult at that point to just essentially be like, okay, therapy's done, toss the doll away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that,
it that's should why after a while you should lean off of the doll,
right? But I at this point, if you're making it to look like, you know, a kid that you may have had, like that's. Gonna make it harder, I would think.
This is the person that grows up with to be like Lars and the Real Girl, okay?
Oh yeah.
Like this
started in
the early 90s.
No, is this white nonsense?
Right,
it is white nonsense.
Gossing.
I think it's white nonsense.
This is white nonsense.
Are we gonna label it?
We gotta pick one. We got
white nonsense.
We're gonna ring the white nonsense alarm.
That should be one of the little.
Oh my god, okay. We need an alarm for that.
That should be.
We need to come up with our playlist so that I can have. Because
we can have a white nonsense. We can also have that some Cuban shit there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We need to find a clip that says that.
I got a really, really Cuban ass name today.
You did?
Maris Levy.
Levy.
Levy, but like Levy, spelled like Levy, like the Jewish Levy. Like Madre Levy.
Oh. You know it's great to go to like
you must hear them all the time.
To go to Navarro and Sedanos and start checking like the women's name tags. Awesome. I like Esperanza.
My aunt's name is Esperanza. My aunt's name is Esperanza.
I know, but it's like
I like Esperanza. The made up Cuban names that are like the combination of the mother and father.
Of the Y, yeah.
Yeah. Or with a Y.
Yeah.
The other day I went to the gas station and the attendant's name was Felicia, and then her coworker was leaving. He was like, bye Felicia, and like giggling on the way out. I was like, said, bye Felicia.
You know, at what point is she just like, you don't like me that much. You don't need to say bye.
I don't know why that just reminded me of my friend Michelle, that her sister's name was Tanya. And I was like, oh man.
If only they had another sister.
Yeah. You guys didn't get that?
No.
Oh. Michelle, Christy?
No. Michelle, Tamika, and Tanya.
Tamika, and Tanya.
Oh my god.
I thought you were going like ice skaters. Michelle, oh, no. Kwan, Tanya,
wow.
Harding.
Oh, no. Whoa. Nancy.
Christy Yamaguchi. Damn. I missed that one, guys. Sorry, I listen to Jonathan Vendez's podcast a lot, and he's obsessed with ice skating. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Oh, him with his hair.
I love his hair.
Listen, you're going to sit here and talk shit about JVN, and you can go.
What are we talking about? Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Jonathan Vendez. The guy from Queer.
The guy from Queer.
Oh, him. Okay,
who can't get his hair out of his damn face, and it's like, look, if it bothers you that much, you have to constantly be flipping it, just pull it back. Just pull it back. Just pull it back. I can't deal with you.
Willow Smith made a whole song about it. Leave it alone.
Otra que me cae mal.
You know
clearly
what?
I have issues with people who can't
you
control
know
their
really
hair.
What's really weird about the Will Smith kids is that I like Jada and Will, but they're two kids. Man, it's like shit. Los dos. And the other one, what's his name? Jaden. Siempre tiene una cara como que, like he's like cagando. Like, he's a record, like, it's like, man, he can't like be serious or smile. It's not, you know, like whatever.
Tell us how you really feel.
Wait, I was listening to your latest episode, and I did not realize your like fiery passion of a thousand suns hate for the Duggars.
Do you really want me to start with the Duggars on your podcast?
I was on the way to work. I was like peeing myself, like just laughing.
Okay, really. I mean, they are the biggest hypocrites of
I mean, anybody that's super religious like that is a huge hypocrite.
I mean, did you ever watch their show?
Yeah, I've seen pieces of it.
I used to watch it as ammunition.
Like, all the time.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm an informed person, so if I'm going to really have that reaction against something,
I hate watch all the time. Yes.
I need to watch it, right? And man, Michelle and Jim Bob. Oh.
I hate his name.
And all their kids that start with J.
I hate his name so much.
Jessa, Jaden, you know, George,
Jessica,
Joshua, Josiah, Jeremiah, Judah. It's like, oh.
I used to watch that a lot.
Me too.
Like on purpose.
Well, the point that I was making,
like, it was because I
used to watch TLC a lot.
The point that I was making in my rant was that, you know, they go on how, you know, they're family and they love each other.
So for context, the whole thing was that the oldest daughter or one of the second oldest daughter had come out with this like 5 tips of like a healthy marriage, and it was basically all about sex.
Yeah.
And fragrant lotion.
And fragrant lotion.
How she's supposed fragrant to give to herself to her husband.
Whenever.
He's always available. Está crapeando. And he walks through the door. You have to stop your housework and be available to him. So never mind que piso está mojado and you could slip. No, stop.
You also have to have sex 4 times a week, which, I mean, I guess nobody works.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they don't. That's the thing.
And then what I was saying was, and you know that you watch the show, is that, you know, she would go on and on and on how they were the perfect family and she had, you know, 19 or 17 kids, whatever that season it was in. And I'm like, yeah, because your older children are raising, literally raising. It's not like they're babysitting.
Yeah, they're raising. The oldest one's raising.
They have to, feed them, wake them up, you know.
Does she still have kids falling out of her uterus?
No, I think she stopped at 19, right? Because the last one had, there were some issues with the last one.
Did the last one just pull the uterus out with him and be like, enough?
Probably.
No, she's already like in her 50s, right?
Yeah, she was done. And then they stopped doing their show after the oldest son and his sex scandal.
And his sister loving scandal, yeah.
No, well, yeah, that. And also he was on Holly Madison.
Oh, yeah. I didn't bring that up in my rant. Yeah.
He was on
Holly Madison was one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends.
That is the best show. I love that show.
That show was great.
That show was great.
You know what was great? That all that Kendra wanted for her 21st birthday was a Pimp cup. I don't know why I remember that.
Kendra's singing Slava My Knob to Heaven. It's like an iconic moment, and it should be studied in film school. It should be studied in film classes across the country.
Kendra was the best. I still love her.
That show was just everything.
She's not having a very good life.
No.
Kendra,
no.
What happened to Kendra?
Her husband.
Her husband was dating, caught cheating on her with
a transsexual.
Oh.
Yeah.
So clearly he doesn't have a type.
Was it Divine Brown?
No.
What's Divine up to?
I don't know.
Divine Harrison?
No. Divine's dead. Divine Brown is
the one from Hugh Grant.
Yeah. He
you know, when Hugh Grant was dating Elizabeth Hurley, one of the most beautiful women
in
the world.
What a fucking dork. who the fuck cheats on Elizabeth Hurley?
But what is it that our friend Daisy says?
A dork.
Okay, actually.
He is a dork,
you know,
by the way.
Elizabeth Hurley.
I've never found, I know people are like obsessed with him, but I've never really like understood.
It's that boyish charm thing.
We have a friend who like hates humanity and hates the world.
You?
I mean, she
is this friend you?
No. I mean, yeah, she hates humanity.
We all have one,
really.
We all have one.
And
I feel like no group is complete without one.
One day I was talking. We were talking about that. I think we started saying how like she was the one who did like what is it, the Versace dress or.
Yeah,
how pretty she was and all that, and she's like, you know what,
Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah, she's pretty. But she looks like in bed she would be a frigid bitch. And that's so funny because the way she said that.
Did you ever watch the show The Royals?
No. But I know what show it is.
How do you not? That show is genius.
It's not.
It is. It is so good.
But then I can see how she would be a frigid bitch.
Right.
She plays the queen.
And Joan Collins is the queen mom. Yes.
Oh.
Like she was like, this is basically like modern day. Mm-hmm. Like how if the Royals were actually like.
This is not in production anymore?
No, they only did 3 seasons. It's all on Amazon Prime. You can watch it now. And her daughter is like in like rocker clothes, like super rebellious, super getting drunk. And so it's like Prince Harry on crack.
Mm.
And that's like the whole thing. And the girl that they cast as her daughter is her freaking doppelganger.
Wow.
But like, that show is fun. That show is fun.
Because I thought about her, like, remember she did Bedazzled? It was Bedazzled? Which was the devil?
Bedeviled?
No, I think it was bedazzled.
Yeah. And I'm like, man, yeah, she would be a frigid bitch.
She does look like she'd just be like, do what you must, but don't fuss with my hair. Like, just.
You're sweating on me. Get off me.
But was it bedazzled?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can also just look this up.
It's almost like we've got computers in our hands.
What you do to your vajayjay?
No, that's what you do to a jacket.
Jean jacket.
Yeah, bedazzling is the jacket.
Wow.
Bedazzling is here.
We're all over the place here.
Listen, and if you've seen what a bedazzler looks like, you don't want that near your vagina because that has two things that
just
press down.
But no, people, they bedazzle the vajayjay.
Yeah, but I'm sure that
one. That's called vajazzle.
Yeah, but the vajazzle, I think, is like stickers. This thing has like prongs that stick to the jean jacket.
You had a bedazzler for your jacket or for
my jacket?
Okay. I thought that you said that you were kind of your vagina bedazzled.
Because you know,
that's where my brain went.
No,
we have a title for the episode. No.
I don't know why when you said that I thought about Cardi B. It is bedazzled.
That movie was bad.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It was,
you leave Brendan Fraser alone.
The devil and Daniel Webster, yes. I think. Yeah.
You leave Brendan Fraser alone.
It's not good.
He was in Encino Man. You leave him alone.
He was in School Ties.
I love School Ties.
But yeah, so dramatic.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I like how I started with Reborn Dolls, and this is where
this is where we ended up. We ended up with the Jazzling.
It's as it should be.
Yeah. So moving on.
Yes, please.
I want to bring up a topic that I know that we're not necessarily fans of, but okay. I have a lot of feelings, and I'm sure you guys will have feelings too.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about Beyonce supposedly side-eyeing the Golden State Warriors wife's owner?
That
I have
is
a
so,
lot of feelings.
That is so amazing you said that, because when I saw that earlier today in the news, I thought about you, and I'm like, I'm bringing that up. We were on the same page.
I've been seeing people posting memes, but I didn't get it. I didn't know what was going on.
So there's this really, there's like a maybe 10-second clip of they're sitting in front row at the sports championships happening right now?
The sports ball was happening.
Got it.
Here. You can watch it.
Yeah.
There's no sound.
There's no sound to this video. So let's talk over dead air so that we don't lose.
Well, no. So she's
talking to Jay-Z.
Right. And that's the wife of the owner
of the
basketball
Golden State Warriors.
Right.
Yeah.
And Beyonce's in the middle.
Going to say Clippers.
So Beyonce's, Beyonce kind of looks like she's just watching the game.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes.
She has a conversation.
Right. No es con ella la cosa.
Right.
Okay.
But this is kind of
like,
taken.
This, when she like that when she scoots forward and like pushes her kind of with her shoulder.
She doesn't push her.
Well, but I mean, I've been uncomfortable in tight situations. You know, you gotta like rearrange your body.
She looks uncomfortable.
I don't think so.
I think
it's a lot of nonsense.
I think it's
in defense of Beyonce. Surprise,
yes.
Surprise.
Yeah.
I think this is. You guys know I never defend Beyonce.
Yeah.
In defense of Beyonce, I feel two different ways about this, and most of it stems from the fact that like we are conditioned to / constantly pit women against each other. So in defense of Beyonce, like, how do we know that she's side-eyeing this chick? How do we know what they're even talking about? Why are we assuming that this chick is trying to talk to Jay-Z? Yeah.
Beyonce hates basketball and she hates being there.
Maybe
Beyonce
she's having
has
a bad
face the whole time. She looks, to me, she looks annoyed.
Maybe she's having a bad day.
Yeah.
Maybe whatever. Like, why the fuck why did the media, like, take this and run with it? And, like, because we have to... Oh, God forbid, number... So that's my first feeling about it.
No, I agree
with
that.
My second feeling about this is, if you are a side
eye, it's this face. That's the face that is.
But I don't see a face.
But I don't,
you don't see a face?
No, she's not abused, think, but that doesn't mean she's like, mad think, or mad at the
I think
woman.
It's one of those moments that you just happen to take a picture at the wrong
right,
time.
Right, right. That's like when you're like going through Us Weekly and they've got the picture of like the couple, you know, the celebrity couple who's clearly like one is putting the bags in the car and the other one has walked away to go get the carrito and right. they're like, look at their body language. Clearly they don't communicate enough. Right. And it's like, no, they're
I'm
putting
sure somebody
away groceries.
Was, I'm sure if somebody was taking pictures of us right now, there'll be that one moment that you're like kind of like...
Yeah. Exactly.
So, but in the... Let's play devil's advocate and pretend like you are side-eyeing this chick. Like... Why don't you side-eye your husband that everybody knows, like, cheated on you?
Or maybe
like, why aren't you keeping his ass?
Maybe she's side-eyeing her because she said something stupid. Because
she already did that on Lemonade.
It doesn't fucking matter. But that's kind of... But again, I think they both my opinions kind of stem from, like, why do we as women tend to do that to each other, number
well,
one?
Well,
oh, and then why is the media taking this nothing?
Well,
and
well, I think it's the media and her fans, because that happens a lot with female singers, that their fan base pit, you know, other females against each other out of absolutely nothing.
The Beehive.
So yeah, it's in part the Beehive. It's like, God forbid somebody, you know, talks over Beyonce.
Somebody
God forbid.
Should call a fumigator.
So it's like, you know, they're starting a lot of nonsense from really nothing. I saw that video too. I had heard about it. So when I saw the video, I thought, oh, maybe Beyonce like pushed her and was like, bitch. You know, it went down in the court, like it went down in the elevator.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But it wasn't
even
like
in
that.
The elevator, she sit in the corner and didn't do anything. Like she composes, from what I can tell, when she's in an uncomfortable situation, she is pretty good at composing herself.
Unlike
but
Solange.
That's also but that's also the thing. If she's uncomfortable, she knows she needs to rein her crazy in. Like she can't
she's
go
Beyonce.
All lemonade.
She
exactly.
Yeah.
She can't take a bat to this bitch's head in front of everybody because
I don't think it was absolutely anything. I just thought it was.
I thought she looked annoyed. I don't think it was anything more than she
or
was
maybe,
just annoyed.
Or maybe she was annoyed at, as you said, a million other things, but not, you know.
She's got three kids under five. Maybe they fucking did something.
Yeah, they're
annoyed. Maybe she was just like, fuck, I ran out of soy milk.
Fuck,
damn.
We gotta stop at Walgreens on the way home.
Shit, and you know there's going to be traffic getting out of here.
Or she's literally like, look at that fucker over there trying to take my picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotta like fix myself. Do I look okay? Do I can't.
Or maybe
all
she's even
to...
thinking like this. These two are talking.
Think...
These people are taking pictures. Now there's going to be all these rumors like that. Could be
I think she's one of these people. And I told you this last time we talked about her. I think a lot of the crap that gets talked about her, that a lot of things that people don't like about her is stuff that other people have said.
Right. Because she's so boring. She has nothing to talk about.
Okay.
About her.
Well, there we go.
Damn. That was like a.
I don't.
Like,
I just.
That
I
was
don't
like
find
a positive.
Her, I don't find her interesting
I
as
agree
a.
With you. I
as
don't,
a personality.
I agree with you. I don't think she's that interesting either. But I also don't think that like. Why are we jumping to conclusions and like assuming that she was pissed off at some, like the conversation clearly wasn't with her. It happens all the time. I mean, I don't know.
Also,
I think
that was
just,
an entire game. Maybe the rest of the game, she was like chatting it up with her.
That's the other thing. There's pictures of them later, and they're like smiling and like laughing or whatever. So you're taking 2 seconds, like literally 2.5 seconds of out of context. Of a facial expression that could be fucking anything.
She could have wanted a Snicker.
It's kind of like that one time. It's kind of like that one time in the Billboard Awards that Paula Abdul wanted to decapitate Julianne Hough. Yeah. You know, clearly she wanted to kill
that
her.
That was the goal.
That was the goal. Clearly.
The best was after the fact on Instagram.
She
puts like a, she does an Instagram story of her with like a neck brace, like this is the aftermath, and then she's like, ah, no, just kidding.
Do you remember that Brady Bunch episode where they were like in a courtroom and like they were being sued because of the car accident thing, and then the dad like drops the briefcase and the guy like,
are you sure it wasn't the Que Pasa USA episode?
Was it the Que Pasa USA? I thought it was Brady Bunch.
Oh, no.
I just love the fact that you just confused Que Pasa USA
with the Brady Bunch.
It's not Brady Bunch.
It's the Cuban Brady Bunch. It's fine.
It's are you sure it's not Brady Bunch?
It's, I don't.
I remember that as
Brady.
Hold on,
Bunch.
I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah,
I don't remember that. Yeah, I don't think the Brady.
They didn't
I don't
go to court, did they?
Yeah, the Bradys wouldn't be involved
in litigation
because it's the Bradys.
Yeah, no. Back then in that time they weren't dealing with litigation. They were dealing with
cursed
Hawaiian
tiki totems.
Yeah. Totems and
yeah,
you know, as you did back then.
Yeah,
yeah, when you know Greg had his wife out.
Or going
or
to like old west
Davy Jones
or go old west towns that are like you know deserted right. Like
excuse me,
kill me.
Kill
me.
Wait.
I got excited for a second. I thought you were about to play Bittersweet Symphony.
Oh there. My God, Mira, the Bradys. Even the Bradys wanted in on some shit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Mira, not only Hispanics son descarado. Do we like the Brady Bunch?
I like the stories about the Brady Bunch.
They were fine.
I used to watch the Brady Bunch like back in the day. Like it's just what it was on TV.
I like them.
Yeah, I love the stories about
them on
like
at night.
Yeah, I like all the stories about how like Greg like got older and like asked Mrs. Brady out on a date.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Florence Henderson.
I just.
But I will tell you my favorite memory of Brady Bunch is actually from Reality Bites.
I've never seen Reality
Bites. You've never seen Reality Bites?
It's the same thing. This leaves the court to settle the decision entirely on the testimony of both the litigants.
It is the Brady Bunch.
I was not wrong.
But you've never seen Reality Bites?
Oh, yeah. Lisa Loeb.
Yes, well, granted. But yeah, but there's a scene where
Lisa Loeb, who ends up with Rufus Humphrey at the end of Gossip Girl.
Strangest. That's that one. It was not.
We should sing that song. Let's sing that song. You say, I only hear what I want. I don't listen hard. I don't pay attention to the distance that you're running to anyone. Anywhere. I don't understand if you really care. I'm only hearing negatives. No.
Listen, the best part of Hot Tub Time Machine, the best part of Hot Tub Time Machine was when he comes back and he's doing Stay, the best thing in the world. But there's a great scene in Reality Bites where Ethan Hawke and Winona Ryder are talking. And she's just like talking about how bad the world, like, why is everything happening and this and that? And all I want is like for things to be like a sitcom where everything gets solved at the end and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, and she's like, why can't it just be like that? And he just looks at her and he goes, because Mr. Brady died of AIDS. And you're just like, like the whole scene, just like everything in the world makes sense right there.
Robert Reed.
And it's
that
like,
was his name, right?
Robert yeah. Reed. And it's like, because he makes that statement of like, that's why the world can't be the perfect Brady Bunch episode anymore. Yeah. And I was like, that's so
now big. That you said Ethan Hawke, have you ladies
I love
seen the Before trilogy? Before Sunset, Before? No.
Of
oh,
course, Christy
man,
has.
You don't know what you're missing. That is like the best.
Before,
the best.
Oh my God.
Is it though?
It is. When
you haven't seen it for real?
Didn't he cheat on Uma Thurman? Or am I thinking of Billy Crudup that cheated on...
Yeah, he didn't cheat on Uma Thurman. I think they just... Like,
Mary Louise Parker.
So, no, you guys haven't seen any
I have
of them?
Not. No, I know.
You
but
really
are those
should.
Movies are like 17 years
no,
long.
They're
the thing is that there's nothing...
Wow. There's, it's all dialogue.
It's all dialogue. It's literally two people, Juliet...
Dempy. Yeah.
And him, and there's two people, they meet on a train, and they have a overnight, like, layover.
Have you seen it? No.
And they decide, instead of just hanging out at the train station by themselves or whatever, that they are going to just walk the city.
Yeah.
And just, it's all conversation.
I thought that was the movie with the little boy, that it was literally him growing up the whole movie, and they literally took 12 years to film that movie.
No, that's
Life of
a Boy.
But isn't he in that too?
No. He plays the father.
Yeah.
He plays the father.
Okay, I was just confused.
Patricia Arquette.
Oh, yeah. But that's like recent.
Boyhood.
Yeah. Boyhood. I was like, I know it's not childhood. But yeah.
Boyhood. Yeah, because Life of a Boy is with Leonardo DiCaprio.
But what's great about this movie is that when they shot the first one, obviously they told them kind of what was going to happen, but the majority of the dialogue was like ad-libbed. It wasn't on script. It was between them two.
Oh, really?
And then
Before Sunrise.
WGA there.
Before Sunset.
Before Sunset.
It's the second one, which takes place 10 years later because he had written a book about that night. And then they bump in Paris, right?
Paris.
And they do the same thing. They talk. But what I actually loved about that movie was I remember in the first one, she was very like positive about the world and love and all that.
And it was
and
10 years.
Dreamer. And then 10 years later, she was like not as positive. She had lived. They had broken her heart. And I thought that was like on point realistic. And then the third one, they're married and bitter.
Such a but like honestly, like that first.
That's
at least,
fine.
No, but honestly, at least the first one. The first one, there's just something about it. Like, there's no special effects. There's no, you know, no time period that it needs, that it like becomes out of, you know, does it still hold up? Yes.
What
because
do you say?
It's literally two people.
It's the least grossing trilogy of all time.
It's a trilogy that made no money. But they made three of them.
Well, and because of just like the cult following.
Okay, let's move on to something more salty. Yeah. What do you have?
Salty.
Yeah.
Salty. But check out Before Sunrise.
Christina,
Thank you.
She was like, what? I just wanted to say, check it out. It's
just
a good movie.
Hold the microphone.
How are we feeling about, because I know you guys are fans, how are we feeling about the Spice Girls tour and like the hot mess that it is?
Is it a hot mess?
They're having every venue they're going to is having sound quality issues.
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought it was just opening night.
Yeah.
No, it's been like the three or four that they've been, like the first couple ones they've been at.
Yeah, and I've actually seen footage of like people all the way in the back and like you could barely hear it.
Oh.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks for them.
I'm just mad that Victoria Beckham's not on this
tour. Yeah, me too.
So what is it that you say you can do four, but you can't do three?
I could do three.
No, I could do four,
but I can't do three.
Right. So
if they come here, we'll do.
They're not going to come here.
Because
they may.
I could see them doing a couple shows like in Vegas, like do like.
They weren't going to come here the other time, and they came here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they went to like.
Well, here like U.S.
To New York.
No, here like U.S. We mean. Oh, not here like.
Miami. Nobody comes to Miami. Nobody cool comes to Miami.
If it don't.
Shut your face.
No, we got Drake.
I know. Okay,
who did she tell you to shut your face about? What?
We're going
to
see the Jonas Brothers in August.
I love that song, Sucker.
I love them all.
No. But that song, like, I can't get it out of my head.
Who's your favorite like, Jonas brother? Joe Bro.
She doesn't care.
I care. I have a favorite just because I wasn't obsessed 10 years ago when it was inappropriate for me to be obsessed
with them.
It's
still inappropriate.
No, it's not. They're adults now.
They're adults now.
At the time they were not adults and we were, that was not okay.
Exactly. So I was not obsessed back then. Yes, we know. We know.
Okay. So who is your favorite?
I think my favorite is Nick.
Who's your favorite?
Do you know which one Nick is?
Yes, I think.
Who's your favorite?
Apparently, I can't get anybody.
Right now, and it's because I feel so terrible for him, it's Kevin. I called this outside. I called this.
My favorite is Kevin because nobody likes Kevin.
No. Watch the documentary.
Watch the documentary.
Oh my God, Kevin holds a special.
It like legit right will break your heart, the shit
this
that they did to Kevin. Yeah, it just came out on Amazon.
Why? Okay, Kevin and Mafeito.
No.
No, but like, well, first of all, the documentary Chasing Happiness just came out on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. There's shit that I didn't even know, and I'm like a huge
I do know
soccer.
That Nick was the one who wanted to break up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's not bastard. Even that. The thing is, it's not even about that. Like, you find out, like, a lot of stuff from their childhood that I didn't even know.
Did then, the older ones give him diabetes?
No. It's how they found out about his diabetes. It was interesting. Okay. But then how, like, what happens with Kevin, like, at the breakup time, gut punch. That, like, I think
he has the worst wife, though.
But she's, like, ride or die.
I know she is, but she's, like, the worst one.
No.
She's annoying.
She's, like, the ride or die.
She is,
it's
but.
It's only because she's not famous. Come
not
on.
No, not every, I watched their reality show.
Not everybody
show.
Can be Priyanka no. Chopra and Sansa.
But she is.
Sansa
no,
star,
but let me
you
tell
know?
You. If you saw the reality, reality show, she is, like, what you say about Taylor. So she is un papa sin sal. Like, she
yes.
Has,
so,
she's not.
She's always like.
She's not very outgoing. She's and but she says this. She said it on that show that she's very shy and she has anxiety. And
so
like,
I'm going to do a reality show.
Yes.
Like, that seems like the perfect
what
answer.
What are you doing? You find out why they did the reality show.
Oh.
Why, yeah.
Why? Tell
so.
Us.
No,
you have to watch it. I think I want to watch now.
No, it's really good. Yeah. And you'll know the gut punch moment for Kevin when you see it. That I was like, that I stopped
and it's on
it. Amazon. Yeah, I stopped it. I rewound it and I go to Jeff. Come here. You have to listen to this to hear. No, but he was like, oh, that's savage. And I go,
you know
exactly.
What? I always liked them. I didn't care for any of their music, but I always liked them because I thought they were positive and, you know, they're stupid purity rings. But I thought they were all.
They talk about that, too.
I thought they were all like positive and, you know, good kids. And, you know, why not?
They embraced their popness.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't try to be more than like, I know I'm an artist. It's like, I'm a pop star. Whatever.
I was obsessed with the Jonas Brothers way too inappropriately for years.
We know.
And then I watched the progression of Nick Jonas to become appropriate. And God, am I happy that I put in that time.
Listen, we were watching Disney Channel originals way past.
Oh, all of us.
So...
I still
oh,
like
yeah, yeah.
Watch
the occasional one.
No,
yeah, yeah.
Occasional.
No,
she I love.
She got me into Descendants, not my children. She did.
And zombies.
I love That's
zombies
So Raven.
Great.
I make no apologies.
Oh my God. That's So Raven is so great.
She over.
I always
over
feel
the top,
like she's such
wonderful.
A fucking like. Pesada,
now,
like
I
didn't,
she overacts
no, she
everything.
Always has been. Even on
I
fucking Cosby, she was
then.
A pain
no,
in the
but
ass.
No, but I loved her then too.
Olivia.
Well, I don't like the Cosby show
you know
to begin
what?
With.
She
so.
Was she was on The View for a few years.
I, yeah,
and she, you gotta. She's very take it or leave it, but she McIvy-ing, she's not like a bitch. You know, she's just very, like, over the top, and the way she explains everything was so much, like, oh my God, excitement.
Because she's
like,
been,
bring it down, bring
she's
it down.
Been a performer since she was, like, in utero, yeah. So she has to.
And, you know, and doing That's So Raven for, like, 8 years, where everything was over the top and over exaggerated.
Yeah. Very broad
was, like,
comedy.
And now, she had a vision. And now with Raven's house, she's yeah, still, right. like. Or just I know everything. I know everything of the it's
like,
really sad.
I like that show, Raven's Home.
I will watch
it. I do.
Is that still on?
Currently, so? Disney Channel's weird with shows because it's like it doesn't have yeah. seasons. They just
they,
like
they do seasons, but it's like the shows don't tend to go more than like 65 episodes for some reason.
Yeah, Jeff's car. Why is she leaving?
Yeah, she has to go.
I can move my car.
You wanna pause? Can I take a break?
Yeah, we can pause. This is a good place to stop.
Okay, we'll be back. Bye.
Please hold.
Hey mamas, Vanessa here. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Mamas and Merlot. I also wanted to send a huge, ginormous thank you to our primos, DJ and Ish from the Better Let Me Tell You podcast for joining us. I know this episode ended in a weird place, but come back next week for part two. You know, you can send us your stories, your wine recommendations, your thoughts, anything. If you just want to bitch about your kids, anything, whatever you want to talk to us about, you can email us Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. Again, that's Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. And you can find us on iTunes, Acast, and Spotify, as well as the Geek Bro Network, where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts like Comedy Fitness, The Talking Geek, Morbid Curiosity, Mount Geekmore, What's Up Bro, Shiver, What's Good, and Zeros on Heroes, and of course, our primos, the Better Let Me Tell You podcast. So thank you so much again for listening to us. We love your faces and cheers.